Scammers are getting smarter. Professor Fraud William Cressy, Governor State University, amongst other places. I often say, Professor, oh, these scams, they're, come on, why are you falling for them? But I am quickly reminded that scammers are getting better, and it's not just, quote-unquote, old people falling for them anymore.
Oh, no, no, no. They are getting very sophisticated, very good at what they do, and can easily fool someone out of their money. And the one that you just described
is becoming
big and booming all across the country. I'm getting reports all over the country of it. And it's a bank impersonation scam, which is kind of an old type of scam, but they're really good at it, where they will call you up and tell you, I'm calling from your bank's fraud department, and your account has been compromised, which right away gets you excited. And the phone, you know, if you've got caller ID on your phone, it shows the name of your bank and a phone number, which is maybe to the local branch of that bank. I know about this personally because I got one of those calls last week. And what typically they say is that we have information, we're checking on a couple of transactions, and it's usually... there was a payment at a big box store. Best Buy seems to be a target of this, you know, for several hundred dollars. And then there was a transfer via either Venmo or Zelle for thousands of dollars. And what they would like you to do is then give them all the information they need. So, supposedly to put the money back into your account. But we're going to need your account number, we're going to need your Social Security, we're going to need your PIN, et cetera, which allows them to take even more money out of your account.
This one was a little more sophisticated, though, Professor. It wasn't just give me all this over the phone. That would raise the hairs on the back of my head. This is that they sent her a link and said, hey, just log into your account here, and this is how we're going to fix this. And I don't know, a bank calls me, maybe I'm confused in the moment, they send me this link, it looks legit, I go to a website, I log on in, enter the ID, the password, and boom, they got me.
Exactly. Or in the case I have, now that we've gotten in touch with you, I'm going to transfer you to the fraud department manager to go further. So they transfer you to somebody else who then sends you information or has you log on to something that then takes control of your computer. So there are several different related scams going on, but it all begins with somebody calling you up and identifying themselves being from your bank. And it's one of those things. They use the names of very large banks, so there's a likelihood that you have an account at one of them.
Yep.
I say the thing I love is not love, but is they spoof their caller ID to be the name of the bank and then, as I say, a phone number that's local. So they're getting very good at this, and it's very believable. Fortunately, they called Professor Fraud. I saw through it right away and kept him online for about 20 minutes, figuring, well, at least they're not calling somebody else. But I also, I wanted to see exactly how this scam operated. So I think the word we have to get out right now is this is big and booming. I don't know where it's coming from. Of course, these kind of scams can be from anywhere around the world. We're seeing a lot more from East Asia, but they could be homegrown, whatever. But if your bank calls you, tell them, okay, that's terrible. I'm busy right now. Hang up. Pull out your ATM card. Pull out your credit card. Call the number on the back of your card and ask for the fraud department.
Yeah.
And they will confirm whether there's a problem with a transaction on your account.
It's never that urgent. It's never as urgent as anyone is telling you. I know it feels that urgent when you feel like you've been scammed, not realizing it's the scammer themselves who's doing it to you in that moment. But, like, deep breaths, everyone. Even if it's, like, totally legit, they're not going to care if you're like, hey, I'm going to hang up on you and call my credit card company, my bank, just to make sure. I mean, they'd probably be proud of you, if nothing else.
And that is one of the keys to so many of these scams is It's an it makes it sound like it's an emergency situation. It's urgent. You have to do this right now. We're seeing one of the things that's painful to watch is people being scammed. You know, supposedly the IRS or some other agency that's calling. Hey, right now the government's shut down. They're not making any calls. Not that they would call you about this stuff anyhow. And telling you, you need to go to your bank, withdraw money in $100 bills.
No.
And nothing go like to a Bitcoin ATM.
No, not doing that.
And then transfer it to this QR code that they will send you.
That's too fancy. No, that's about as flashing red lights as it gets.
Yeah, if anyone directs you to go to a Bitcoin ATM, hang up.
Yeah,
they are lying to you. It is a scam.
I want to get one more in quickly before we got a scoot. Got a minute left. Applying for jobs, scams instead. Scammers are going to these sites that are legit websites for finding jobs. How does it work? What, do they get information out of you because you're just looking for a gig?
Right. They will look online. Of course, if you go to some of the leading ones, like LinkedIn or ZipRecruiter. You find people, that LinkedIn, you say you're looking for a position, whatever. They then can create a phony job listing that looks like what you're seeking and then contact you saying, I'm a recruiter and I think you might be interested in this. And, during the pandemic, this was big where folks would, they'd post something about a work-at-home job that would make outrageous amounts of money. But that was like the first cut. Now it's much more sophisticated. It looks like it's from a legitimate company, and it really seems to be a type of spear phishing where they're picking out folks that are looking for high-paying jobs, and then they walk you through a whole process, maybe online interviews and such, and they'll say, hey, we really want to, hire you.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to need such things as your banking information so we can direct deposit your paycheck.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. But they go to such lengths where they're interviewing you over Zoom. It seems so legitimate, and sometimes you just get a little fooled. It happens to everyone. Got to get the guard up. Yep, it happens. Professor, I got to scoot. I'm so sorry. I got the break and the news.
Sure, John. Always good talking to you.
Love talking to you, Professor Fraud, as well, and I'm sorry to hurry you along. You have such great information. It's Bill Cressy, Governor State University, and so many other hats that he wears.